RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.
For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport
with a side of carry-on.
Calling on my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Yeah, big helping of Saturday morning action this morning here in the Triple M Towers. Day three of everyone's four-day long weekend, surely. Good morning, Danny Morgan.
Well, didn't yesterday feel a bit weird? You know, working after you have Thursday off. Anyone smart would have just taken off. Did the breakfast show take yesterday off?
No, we were on yesterday live. Live show. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
A live show. We're all in
Tommy
here.
Had yesterday off. He had Thursday off. I'm the only one who has slaved away Thursday, Friday, today, and tomorrow.
You're a good example,
enjoy
Rhino.
Enjoy yourselves out there on your four-day weekends.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well,
on the weekend, we had to go and do some filming at Optus Stadium, of course, because Zave and Michelle had a bit of a bet who can kick the ball the longest. The loser has to go up to the top to the hang off the thing up the top, right?
Oh, I hate that.
Bet's on Michelle doing an ankle, but anyway.
Anyway, so we're there, and I said to the Optus staff, like, what's your next big event coming up? Mm. And they said, oh, how could you forget? The big soccer match, Danny, of course.
Oh, I see Milan and Italy.
And I said, oh, you must have some big people coming in. You must need some staff.
Yep.
Do you need someone to MC it?
Oh, no, I've heard they've got that covered, Tommy.
And they said, no, they're fine. They've already got it covered. Two people lined up ready to go.
Yep. But I believe one of them's our Danny.
So Danny will be there, and Dave Bear can't wait
to
hear
you. Both got locked in about a month ago. Sent through our rates, locked in, the dynamic duo, you two when you work together.
That's right up your alley, too, because, you know, you're Italian.
That's what I started to prepare how I was going to speak to the fans.
Good, I can't wait.
You know, any good thinker would put Danny Shuey up for that event.
Well, they did. Clearly, they did.
You're going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I got the flick yesterday. Dave, he's charging way too much as an MC, and they can't fit us both in the budget. So I actually kindly backed out and said, it's a men's soccer match, pick the male MC.
Oh, how very 1960s of you, Danny.
If the Matildas come back and I don't get the gig, then you'll see.
Oh, so you've put this in the
horse's
pocket.
Head in the bed type stuff.
There's no chance that Dave is giving up the gig with the Matildas for you.
I got it last time.
Oh, jeez, how's that? She's calculated. Danny, we thought she was just stepping aside, but she's got the eye of the future.
Do you know what I'm actually genuinely flat about losing the gig? Is that I bought 3 tickets to the game for my brother, Luke and Oliver, thinking I'm working, so I'll get to be there. Now I don't have a seat.
She's not even going.
She can't even get to the seat.
Anyway.
We'll find you a ticket, Dan.
Thanks, mate.
We've got a big helping of footy action coming today. Bob Murphy from the Dockers up next.
Hey, brilliant.
One of our favourites.
Yep, we love him. And it's the Bob Murphy Cup tonight.
Is it?
Of course. Well, Dockers and the Bulldogs.
Anyone else play for both sides?
Rory Lobb.
The Lobster.
Rory Lobb, the Lobster. Yeah.
He's back in town.
Yep, of course.
Bob Murphy Cup,
I mean, you could call it the Simon Garlick Cup. He's the CEO and he's playing for the Western Bulldogs. I'll come up with a few more.
All right, cool. And then
Daniel Bandy.
Play for both?
Yeah, I could go all day.
Okay. After 9 o'clock, Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles up there on the Gold Coast.
Kingsley Hunter.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Yeah, you do play
Save it for one of your columns in the West where you do all your little analogies.
Yeah, just trying to go through it. So we'll do that. We've got, of course, Beat the Huddle. Great prize coming up for that. We'll get into all the footy action as well. And I believe there could be a new member of the Channel 7 commentary team making his debut in the next few years.
Hey. Mm. Right. Better watch out.
The music stopped. We better get going. And Bob Murphy, not too far away. He's probably at a cappuccino strip down there in Fremantle.
He would be, Bob.
Just hanging out the front.
But more like a turmeric latte or something. I would.
Secret herbs and spices thrown in.
Like a turmeric latte, admiring the street art, maybe popping into a gallery.
He'd be watching a
zen.
Busker.
He's very zen, isn't he? Zen. And he's very good for that side of things at Fremantle, I think, too.
Absolutely. Oh, you need that. You do need that. The yin and the yang in here. Absolutely. Mm.
Big weekend of footy so far. Last night, Rhino, the Port took on St Kilda, and Port just managed to hold on narrowly.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries too. So Connor Rosie.
What's the latest on Connor Rosie?
It was a hammy and it was an odd one. If you've seen the replay, sort of the way he landed and he grabbed it really high, which is always nerve-wracking when they're high. But I think he said, he'll miss a couple, but we're yet to get an actual analysis on it. Sam Powell-Pepper might have done his knee. So I think they're waiting on confirmation of that too, which is really bad.
And Jack Higgins.
Yeah, Jack Higgins.
Hello.
What's that?
Stuff
there's every week now we're seeing footage pop up on social media of these alleged, dangerous tackles sometimes. Mm. But that one looked a little bit. What do you take from it? Did he pull his arm down to the ground? Was he already in the air?
Yeah, tough one.
Are you looking at me, Tommy? I've done my research.
Mate, neither of us saw it.
Tough one. That's a tough one, Dan. We'll have to wait and see what the match review officer comes up with.
All right, let's get on to the Fremantle Dockers. They play tonight against the Western Bulldogs, and they're playing for the Bob Murphy Cup. And the man himself joins us on the phone right now. Morning, Bob.
G'day, guys. Hey, Bob. Daniel Bandy just throw his morning coffee against the wall.
We had a few robbed. More.
We had a few. Yeah, we had a few. Kingsley Hunter, Daniel Bandy.
Joel Hamling.
Joel Hamlin. Who's that? Stephen Coops?
Stephen Coops. I would nominate Stephen Coops in there as well.
Okay. He could West play. Perth,
Bob, what
could
do you play. Think about Rhino calling tonight the Bob Murphy Cup match?
There's probably the Gemini in me. Half of me thinks it's rather embarrassing, and the other half sort of is questioning why the AFL haven't put a trophy together and done all that.
I think
there's better options.
Yeah. Ryan, I just said that you'd be most likely right now on a cafe strip in Fremantle having a turmeric latte. Is that where we find you this morning?
I'm offended by the stereotype, and I was just chatting with my neighbours while we were playing hacky sack this morning at South Beach. And we suggested that this might come up, and we don't care for it, Ryan. We don't care for
it. Well, sometimes a spade is just a spade. That's all we know.
They're
Bob.
Still drinking Dr. Pepper and Dianella where that's Rhino's it. From.
Hey, I love Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, whatever we do, it's all with a decent dose of irony.
Hey, Bob, couple of new faces tonight, which is always exciting, one of the best bits of footy, and they've got very different stories. We'll start you off with Cooper Simpson. What can you tell us about little Cooper?
Well, I respect the question, but I'm going to bundle both up because I knew you'd ask me this, and it's a bit like Beauty and the Beast tonight because in terms of not aesthetically, but more just the way they play, that Cooper is really beautiful to watch. He's explosive and fast out of congestion, but his kicking is beautiful. And I don't say that lightly. He's a lovely young man, and he's trained really hard, and he's earned a spot. He could have even got a run earlier than this. So we're wrapped to see him in the circle and can't wait to see what he does. And big Paddy Voss is a barbarian. I think he's a big lump of raw power and brawn. And I think, we'll put it this way, like the local wharfies are warm to him. So he plays a very physical sort of blue-collar sort of style of footy. So you've got the full spectrum of football appreciation in two players tonight.
Oh, I think that's great. And I think the injection of the two new talents, obviously, and two very different stories. Paddy came from, I think, GWS Academy, didn't get a gig, and then the Essendon, and then wins Essendon's VFL BNF and gets delisted and then had to train over the summer and get a spot. So hard work earned. But that can inject a little bit of excitement to the team after 3 weeks of frustration, I would say, Bob.
Yeah, no doubt. It's one of those last few remaining pure elements of footy, really, of debutants. And Cooper has come through the more sort of typical sort of pathway, if you like, a high draft pick and a star junior. And Paddy adds his name to a long list of players who've done it the hard way. And I think most people in footy have an added sort of layer of appreciation for someone like Paddy and what he's achieved, just making it here tonight, because there's a lot of setbacks in his story already, and he's overcome quite a bit already. So he's had to prove a lot of people wrong, and he gets his chance, and he'll be incredibly hungry. And when the coach announces a debutant, and we've been lucky enough to get two this week, it's a little bit like everyone in the room gets to make their debut again, if that makes sense, and is not too corny for the morning listeners, but it is something very pure about debutants on the big stage.
And we love the return of injured players, and Heath Chapman, after a few weeks in the waffle, would be back there in defence. It must be great to see someone like Heath back in the team after all the effort he's put in for about the past 12 months to get back to full fitness.
How old is Heath?
Kid, 21, 22?
22, yeah. I think, yeah.
His name sounds so old, Lino. Heath Chapman, my father, Heath Chapman.
Yeah, Sir Heath Chapman III. Well, if I can just keep my clunky metaphor just going one more. So Heath is kind of the beauty and the beast in one. He's, you know, he's competitive and so, you know, versatile. He can sort of play just about any position on the field, but he's also, you know, his class and composure, we have missed, and it's we're delighted to have him back. Everyone's thrilled because he's had a fair chunk of challenge himself with the health of his body. So his form's been unreal, and he'll give him a few headaches tonight.
How do you kick a big enough score tonight?
Oh, geez, if I had the forward, Tommy.
Yeah, well, they haven't kicked a high score the last 3 weeks. They lose Jai Amos. Pressure's on to kick a big score tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, scoring goals at AFL level, it's not as clean and glorious as it used to be when Dunstall and Lockett and these guys were kicking football. So keep an eye on our inside 50s. If we can give our forwards more of a chance to kick goals, then hopefully the scoreboard will tick over after that, because we just haven't been getting it to them often enough.
It's a big occasion for the club, Bob. The 27th annual Len Hall game will be a lap of honour at 5 o'clock, and then and a beautiful ceremony that we always see at the Len Hall game. It really is a special occasion for not just the Fremantle people, but everybody in footy.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful mix of Australian history and culture and football and Fremantle, like most clubs, but there's a special weight given to it and a reverence to it, and honoured to have this opportunity to host this year's Len Hall match. So it'll be a special evening, and would encourage Fremantle supporters, football supporters more broadly to get along for what will be a pretty special night.
Right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Good luck tonight. Go back to that hacky sack and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Bob Murphy from the Fremantle Football Club. He's the skills specialist, head of leadership.
Mm.
He's a good man, Bob.
He is.
And I like the words he uses and the, you know.
Yeah. Skills specialist and head of leadership. That's actually Tommy's title here,
yes,
too, the
exactly.
Weekend Huddle.
Yes,
skills
we
specialist,
like
head of leadership.
As Ryan
said,
he
gave himself that title, by the way.
Len Hall tribute match tonight.
He's a troubled leader.
You'll be able to hear it on Triple M, or of course you can watch it, and tickets still available, fremantlefc.com.au for that one. Make sure you get there early beforehand to see that tribute all
Gates open
out
at 3:30, Tommy, so you can get there early, get a beer, and get a good spot.
Go see Rhino. Coming up, we'll get stuck into the West Coast Eagles and the Gold Coast Suns just after 9 o'clock. Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles. Hey, just after 9 o'clock, Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles. We'll find out what's happening up there. Who's going to take Tom Barris's spot?
Flying Ryan's back.
Flying Ryan is back. And I'm putting a Harley Reid question free zone.
Nah, I'm gonna get one in.
Can we just
people
leave
want
him
to
alone,
know why he's
Bruno?
Not playing. It's fine.
We know why he's not
let
playing.
Let the kid go. God, it would be, you know, it would be so annoying to be Harley Reid right now.
I guess
people
it'd be real tough.
No. You're disregarding the mental load and the mental stress that all the coverage
you,
is
Danny.
Putting on the kid.
People like Ryan.
He's a country kid that's come
don't
over
turn
here.
This on nah, me. Don't turn
mate,
this on
you
me.
You are ruining Harley Reid.
Poor old Riley.
Guys, you've both are on the Triple M call team, okay? You're calling every Freo and West Coast game, and you two rotate. You kind of
we
go,
do, yes.
Ryan calls, Tommy calls, Ryan calls. You're both very good at what you do, I say. Yeah. And it would be really hard for anyone that wants that job to crack in right now,
good
seeing
luck.
As though you're both on fire.
Well, you've got to pry it from our cold, dead hands.
And we've slaved away for years to get an opportunity.
Yeah, true.
Correct, because there's not much of it over here, is there?
It's very hard to crack in.
Let's have a listen to Ryan calling Harley's first goal.
He's got Harley Reid. He turns. Can this be the first goal for Harley? Rides it all the way. Harley Reid with his first in the AFL, and about 25 Eagles jump all over him.
About 25 Eagles jumped all over. I still question that.
Yeah, they come out of the stands.
They come
still,
from the bench.
Still question that. Now, you're probably thinking, geez, there couldn't be anyone that could come near my job. But I'll have you know that, yes, his father was a footballer.
Oh.
And yes, a good footballer too.
Very good.
But my son, Ollie Shuey, mummy is training him to go down maybe another path as well, because I don't just believe that. He might not want to be a footballer.
Oh.
All right? He might not want to follow in dad's footsteps.
No,
he
true.
Might decide he wants to go down mummy's footsteps and have a bit of a career in media. So I've started to get him ready. Have a listen to Ollie Shuey calling Harley Reid's first goal.
Okay. Ollie, hand passes to Harley. Bailey Williams kicks it. to chess, chesser, handballs, to Crippy, Crippy, misses the goal, he gets the point, and Harley kicks the goal.
Oh, Harley, how good
look,
is that?
Look, if you lining them both up, I feel like he's got me.
I reckon he's the only bloke that calls him Crippy as well.
And Jesse.
He's got the Triple M style with the nicknames ready to go.
Well, that's true. That's cool. I like the energy.
Let's have a listen to you, Tommy.
No, here we go.
So Cadman, for a couple, steers at home. Smooth. He's got two. The Giants have eight. 8-7-55, West Coast 2-4-16 for all their hard work. They trailed by 39 points, 25 gone in the second term.
Sammy's gone back and found the most boring bit of audio. Was that the best you've got,
Here's
Tommy?
A score update, everybody. Don't look away now.
Ellie, you could be under threat, Tommy. You need a little bit more of Ollie Shuey.
Ellie Williams, he gets the ball, handballs to Ree. Ree kicks it far out on the full. Richmond kick it into their goals. They miss. Richmond on 79 and Eagles on 100. Eagles get it and they kick the score. And Eagles on 109.
Yes. Hey, Tommy, if you want to take a tip from a five-year-old, embellish the score a little bit. Make it more exciting.
Just make up numbers.
Anyway, he's eligible for work experience in about 11 to 12 years. So keep him a seat at seven, Rhino.
I'm thinking maybe, you know, footy's changing, television is changing, radio's changing. How about father-son selection, and he calls the game as he plays. We'll just mic him up, and he just commentates.
I reckon
within
we
the
can
game.
Do it. Let's try something new.
All right, it's good stuff. I'll leave you listening. Big career ahead.
Yeah, he's away, definitely mate. Not listening, but just good on you, mate.
Step away from that gig.
92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
90. Gee, new song.
Let the man finish,
I've never heard that before.
90 watt, Tommy. 90 watt, I'm on the edge of my seat.
That's Shinedown. Has anybody heard that song before?
It's new. Brand new.
Oh, new music on Triple M. I love it. 92.9.
Oh, 92.9. Okay,
Triple M, the Weekend Huddle. Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tommy Atkinson bringing you all the action this morning. Of course, we spoke to Bob Murphy earlier. There's a big game, though, tomorrow between West Coast and Gold Coast. And I mentioned it before. The whole Tom Barris not playing tomorrow is a disgrace. Mm. And it's not a disgrace because I think he probably deserved the week, in my humble, but I don't think you can have him, Charlie Cameron not playing. Charlie Cameron playing and then Tom Barris not playing. Mm. I don't mind TB being rubbed out. They're trying to push that out of the game. Yeah. I have no problem with that. I don't think you can let Cameron off and then not let TB play.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with that. I think that you've got to be consistent. It's the one thing that people scream out for when it comes to umpiring, when it comes to match review officers, when it comes to the tribunal. If you're going to do it for one, you have to do it for the other. So as I think it was Chris Scott came out last week and he said, well, who is anyone to say that my players aren't as good a blokes as Charlie Cameron?
Well, that's the good guy defence. So if you don't know, they said Charlie Cameron has a great reputation for being a good guy in the community and they reduced it from medium to low impact.
Yeah, and there was a lot of references that came forward and said how good a bloke Charlie is, which he is. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And so is Tom and so are a lot of these other players. Yeah. You cannot have that as part of the process. So now, maybe they've reset it. They've gone, okay, well, hold on. We might have stuffed up there with Charlie. Let's think about
this.
Seems
to be a lot of resetting going on.
It's poor timing
for the
West Coast.
What do you think,
Dan?
You seem quite...
I think, yes, there's a place to be rubbing out. We don't want those dangerous tackles in the game. But I also think it comes down to looking at the other player. How did they come off from it?
So it's action as opposed to outcome. That's always
a debate.
I don't
know. Like, I just think if Michael Walters needed to be subbed out because of a head injury, then Tom deserves a longer sentencing. Does that make sense?
Right. So what they focus, as Tom said, on action. So if they focused on outcome, then he would have been fine. But what they want to do is, well, they can't go, oh, well, this bloke was out for 3 weeks, but this bloke's fine. So we can keep doing that. What they want is the tackle out of it. So if you're doing it on outcome.
But then you look at Jack Higgins' tackle last night.
Yeah.
Okay, that I think is really dangerous. And I think he deserves longer
grabbed
than a week. Because he actually could not there was no other way Aaliyah could protect his head from hitting the ground because he had grabbed his entire arm and pulled it down with him. I don't know.
Well, the whole point of a tackle is to...
I don't want to be too opinionated
well,
on it.
The whole point of a tackle is to restrict your opposition player from being able to dispose of the ball correctly. So either way, you're holding one arm, two arms, whatever. It's very unlikely that you're going to be holding him around the waist and they're going to have two arms free to catch themselves. So the issue is the action. And I tend to agree with you, but that's just how they're policing it.
So TB's not playing. And he played his best game of the season last week. They're playing against the Gold Coast, of course, with Ben King, who is a big, hulking full forward. And they bring back Harry Edwards after only 1 week in the WAFL.
Had a really good preseason, Harry Edwards. Put on a lot of size. If you haven't seen him yet, West Coast fans, from the Harry Edwards you know, it's no longer. He's big, hey,
beast
Dan.
Mode.
He's chucked on beast mode. He actually went away with Gov and Elliot Yeo to Dubai, wherever it was, to get his body right. He was the third person on that. No one talks about him because he's not as high profile. But he's got his body right, and he's had a really good summer. So this is a good opportunity for him, as much as it sucks for Tom Barris. The other inclusion, of course, Luke Edwards and Flying Ryan. Hasn't played in 400 days just about, which it's great to see him back.
So good to have him back.
Alex Witherden hinting, of course, that he might play in a different position. As in forward, he's been playing in the halfback.
We'll have catch up with Witho after nine and ask him more about that.
Well, I was lucky enough to bump into Witho yesterday. So I've got a little sneak preview.
Giving us the scoop early.
That's a sneak preview.
Hey, we're playing Beat the Huddle today too, yes. Tommy. What do we got?
Well, first off, you can hear that game live tomorrow on Triple M from 11 o'clock. West Coast and the Gold Coast. But next up, though, Beat the Huddle. Oh. If you want to play our best of five quiz, 133-53, you can call up right now. Take on Rhino, who's been in a great run of form.
Undefeated in a very long time.
Rhino, apparently with a scoop, bumping into Witho.
Danny put in the worst performance in quiz history last week. I think we actually had to call it off at some point, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We'll see. Actually,
the boss,
how they go today.
The boss, Tim, said, if you don't get better, this segment is gone.
All right, call now to play. Watch me go. 133-53. Let's go.
Up for grabs today. Oh, how's this? Beat the Huddle prize pack. You get to see Amy Winehouse at the movies. Double pass to that.
I actually really want to see that.
That'll bring the callers in.
No, I actually really want to see that. I don't mind Amy Winehouse.
And you know what? I'm going to delve into my own pocket. Carton of Little Creatures.
Oh, wow.
Carton of Little Creatures.
Okay.
I'll put it on the table.
You all can't re-gift things that people give
you. Well, it was Luca's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Luca, 1 year old. Yeah. I'm feeling in a happy mood.
Okay, so a couple of tickets to the movies and a carton of Little Creatures.
All right. One, two, three, five, three. If you want to play Beat the Huddle, we'll do it next, straight after the Killers. My advice would be, you know what? Take on Ryan.
Well, if
you can get stuff,
mate. So they don't want the carton.
Well, you lied about your Witherden story, so. All right, Beat the Huddle next. 133-53, 92.9 Triple M. Weekend Huddle, Saturday morning in Perth. I'll have a look at the weather outside. It's clearing up nicely. Should be in the mid-20s today. If you're off to your kid's sport, maybe some netball, or you're out around town. Of course, Auskick kicks off tomorrow. Get stuck into that. We've found some leaked audio.
Yeah, actually, it's quite alarming, and I do feel for the kids. There's borderline reports coming out of this. So,
child abuse coming on from some of these commentators. But we've got to play Beat the Huddle up for grabs today. We have a carton of Little Creatures and, of course, a double pass.
From Tommy's fridge.
From my fridge. I'm gonna go into my back pocket, pull out, what are they, $80, Rhino?
Probably about that. Pretty generous.
Yeah. All right, and we'll see if Mitchell in a second.
All right, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
All right, so Beat the Huddle, our best of five quiz. You can take on Ryan or Danny. If you knock them off, you win yourself a carton of Little Creatures and a double pass to see Amy Winehouse, the biographical drama, which is, of course, out right now. Mitchell from Ellenbrook. Good morning,
Mitch.
Hey, Mitchy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mitch.
What team do you go for, Mitch?
I'm an Eagles supporter.
Good man. Oh,
he's up and about. You can tell the energy in his voice now, Mitch. If he called last year, it would have been like, Mitch.
But now he's like, that's right. We're all feeling good, Mitch.
How is it out in Ellenbrook this morning, Mitch?
What's that, sorry?
How is it out in Ellenbrook this morning?
Oh, it's a little chilly, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's morning jumper weather at the moment. I love it. It's crisp.
You know what?
Days.
I'm going to make a prediction just based on voice that Mitch is onto it. He sounds pretty snappy.
Mitch, well, who do you want to verse?
Don't put me under that much pressure. Come on.
It's between myself or Ryan that you can take on. Who would you like to take on?
I was on tape on Ryan.
Okay, they're coming at the big dog.
Knock him off his perch, Mitchy boy. All right, let's get...
Now, hold on. Can we just make sure No funny business from you two, because no. Because every time someone takes me on, you go all silly and you ignore my buzzer and you try to give them a hand.
No, this is fair.
I want Mitch to beat me legitimately.
Fair as. All right. Let's here we go. Mitch, your name's your buzzer, all right? And Ryan, your name's your buzzer. Ryan, don't try to look at my question. All right, here we go. Other than Harley Reid, name another draft pick that's number one.
Ryan.
Jason Horne-Francis. Mitch, did you accidentally say Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
you want to have a crack then?
No, I got it.
Jason Horne-Francis is
correct. Yeah, Jason Horne-Francis.
Sorry, Rhino.
Time difference in Ellenbrook.
Rhino gets the point. All right, here we go. Question number two. Mitch, just check that buzzer for me.
Mitch, all right. It's working.
All right. On Thursday, who won the Anzac Day medal?
Mitch.
That would be Zach Merritt.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
He's looking at his papers right now. He's got it in front of him.
I'm going to turn my face away from him, Mitch, so he can't see
it's hard to believe that someone could be this good, but it's actually just legitimate.
Mitch, I've just got my paper up in front of my mouth, mate, so he can't see my lip movement. Yeah, all right,
nice.
Here we go.
Thanks.
Question number three. Bob Murphy Cup tonight. Name another player who has played for... Sorry, was that you, Mitch?
Mitch.
Another player who's played... I'll just finish the question for Mitch. Who has played for both Bulldogs and Fremantle?
Rory Lobb.
Yeah, and just well done.
Right, can you turn my mic back on now?
You just got to talk up louder, mate.
Right,
that is shenanigans.
So Mitch is on one, Rhino is on...
Charity
point. What's your name? Rhino is on two.
Feel good about that.
Name one of the... Question number four. Name one of the two forwards who have kicked... Name one of the two forwards who have kicked four goals so far during...
Mitch.
I clearly said Ryan.
Charlie Dixon.
Name one of the two. Charlie Dixon.
Damn.
Mitch, I tried... I just want to let you know, I did try to rig it just then by pausing.
No, can I say that Mitch is unlucky...
He looks at me with these puppy dog eyes in the studio as if to go, don't do it to me, Dan.
No, Mitch is unlucky because he was onto every single one.
Yeah.
It's just that when you come up against the greatest... Mitch might be the second greatest quiz player of all time, but we'll never know.
You have to feel sorry for Mitch because he's so far away in Ellenbrook. But his phone
line's a bit delayed.
Well, that's the thing. Mitch was willing to drive from Ellenbrook to Subi to collect his prize. So, Mitch, because I'm a good chick...
You're not giving him both.
You can have the choice of the Amy Winehouse tickets or the cartons.
Wait a second. I'm paying for one of those.
Well, hang on.
Mitch, what would you take? You want the tickets or the carton?
I'll take the carton.
Tommy's out of pocket, $80.
Tell you what, another $80 out of Lucas' university fund.
It's the first time Tommy's paid for anything.
Good on you, Mitch. Thanks for playing.
Enjoy, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mitch.
Choose me next time, Mitchy boy.
I'm telling you what, why do people keep doing it, Danny?
I don't know.
They just keep coming at the king.
It feels good to beat you. You're just, it's
It
like,
would be good. I can imagine it would be amazing.
You're an egotistical knob. 92.9 Triple M.
Jump around. RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
Yeah, big second hour coming up here in the Triple M Towers. Ryan, Danny and Tom. We've got Alex Witherden coming up from the West Coast Eagles. Witho, he's back into the side, doing all right down there in defence. He's going to have to play good because old mate Tommy Barras got knifed, got stiffed.
Oh, aren't you flat about that, Tommy? I am too, to be honest.
Well, it's okay, though. Ryan Marrick's still playing forward, so they'll be fine.
How about Tommy? Luca, his little beautiful Luca. Happy first birthday. Yesterday was Luca's birthday. The party's next weekend. He's still checking your inbox.
Yeah, I haven't received anything just yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Luca's first birthday. Tommy goes and gets him a little blue and yellow car.
Yes.
Has the audacity to text me and ask if I can put Ryan Marrick's signature on it.
My friend said to me, oh, look, it's the Harley Reid car. I said, please. The Harley Ryan Marrick mobile. Just ready to go. And, of course, we couldn't do the show with our great friends at RAC. They're calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving at 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop, change your speed, change your outcome. And, Danny, I believe
I'm heading up north. Yes, I'm heading up to Durian Bay today, so I will absolutely be taking on that advice, especially because I'm towing a caravan for the four-wheel drive adventure show on
Channel
7.
She's rugged.
I am rugged. Do you you know, I've nearly wore the Blundstones in studio today, but you'll notice I've got the fix-ups.
But you're smart enough not to,
on,
right? Because we would have done 40 minutes on that.
Well, I know. I took them off in the car in the garage. But anyway, that's what I will be heeding to that advice.
No, it is good. It's good. Very good advice.
Of course, thanks to our friends at RAC for looking after us today. But next up, though, we're up to the Gold Coast, and we'll find out. Oh, is Ryan Marriott going to get the three votes? That's the first question.
Well, I'm excited to ask about Flying Ryan because
yes,
he's back.
Yes, and Harley Reid free zone. We don't need to ask any more questions,
just
Ryan.
Just one.
Right. Leave the kid alone, Ryan.
Alex Witherden up next, 92.9 Triple M. A bit overcast here today. Hopefully the clouds go away. Big game, of course, tonight. But tomorrow, West Coast Eagles, and they take on the Gold Coast Suns. 11 o'clock live right here on Triple M. And one of their defenders, who's been pretty good the last couple of weeks, joins us now up there from the Gold Coast, Alex Witherden. Morning, Alex.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Witho, what's it like on the Gold Coast? What's the vibe? I had to text Luke last night. He went out for dinner and I texted him at about, I think, 10 p.m. and said, babe, Gold Coast Friday night. Just get home safe. I don't need you in any trouble.
He's loving being a coach, isn't he? Every time. Because we fly in 2 days before and he normally goes and catches up with a few friends, has a few beers and rolls in a bit later than what he would have.
Thanks for letting me know so I've got one up on him because he always tells me he's working. So that's good.
Yeah. But... No, it's beautiful. The weather's really nice. I'm just sitting out on the balcony having a coffee now, so can't complain.
Hey, Witho, you spent a fair bit of time up in Queensland, obviously, playing for the Brisbane Lions. Does that help in any way? I know it's not quite the Goldie, but the weather's similar, and does it help with the preparation? Can you give the guys any advice about the little tricks? Because there are a few tricks to playing up there, I believe.
Yeah, there are a few things we've already talked about during the week, and that's just that... In Queensland, sometimes it can get a little bit dewy, a little bit slippery. So we had the eskies out with the soap and just preparing for those conditions if they come up. Rain can sort of come out of nowhere. So we have prepared for a few of those things.
You train with soapy water on the grass?
Yeah.
On the balls.
Yeah.
You
put the footy in the
Luke's never told you this?
No, but when you were talking with Ryan was like signalling to me wrapping your wrists or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something they do typically for night games, I believe. They like to strap the wrists, right?
Actually, I completely forgot about that. So thanks for bringing that up. When I played it,
Witho comes out with strap wrists.
everyone taped their wrists when I was at Brisbane for when it got quite dewy and quite wet, so it stops the sweat and stops the water from getting down onto your hands.
Mm, there you go, Danny. You've learned two things today.
Up to Jurien Bay for the forward drive show today. I'm on strap wrists.
Fun fact. Defence has been really good the past couple of weeks, Witho, and one man who's finally getting some attention, young man in Brady Hoff, had some big jobs down there. Must be nice to have him playing that shutdown role that allows you to kind of be a bit more free across halfback.
Yeah, no, it has been good. He's had a tremendous season and a great start so far, and we've sort of known what he's been capable of the last few years, and he's been slowly building. And now there's a bit of synergy and cohesion with the team. It's allowing him to flourish in that role. And yeah, it does. It allows sort of Duggo to be our highest defender, and then
he hasn't defended in about 3 years, Duggo. Just sits by himself.
Doesn't need to when he's always got the Nari. Yeah, and then Coley and I can sort of just play in behind that. And then you've got the taller boys that play down back. So it's been really good. We've had really good synergy over the last 2 or 3 weeks. But yeah, we've got to back it up this weekend, and we're looking forward to the challenge against Gold Coast.
I think all Eagles fans will be looking forward to the return of one man in particular. Flying Ryan is back, and he's been playing a little bit on half back in the WAFL. What's going on there, mate? Will he play there tomorrow, or is that just a little experiment? What do we expect from Flying Ryan?
Yeah, I think he'll play forward tomorrow. But it's something that Simo likes, players being able to play multiple positions. It also, you know, it might be something we go to.
Swingman. Swingman?
Yeah, utility. Swingman, yeah. Utility swingman.
but, you know, it might be something that the ball's been locked in our back half for a bit, and our ball movement gets stifled a little bit through the opposition's defence, and you might just put him down there for 10 minutes just to energise the game. Mm. So there's different reasons for wanting to do it, but it's always good to have sort of extra tools in the kit bag. But I think he'll play up forward, and I think everyone's excited to see what he can do. And he's an All-Australian forward for a reason, and he had a really good preseason, so we're really disappointed to see him get injured. So can't wait to see him back out there tomorrow.
Yeah, no Tom Barras this week. Are you putting your hand up to stand next to Ben King, or is you leaving that for somebody else?
I will not be putting my hand up for that job. I think Harry Edwards will come in, and yeah, he'll have that job. So he's done it before. He's played on heaps of good players, and he had a really good preseason, and then broke his thumb. So we're really excited to get him back in the team. Really confident he can do a job if that's the way it goes. Otherwise, we've got Jeremy McGovern down there, who's in really good form as well, who can play on him. But I think as a back line, it's a team approach, so it won't be a lockdown sort of role. It'll be everyone doing their bit and relying on the pressure of the midfield and the forward and working together to get it done.
The bloody Gov, hey? He's like Benjamin Button. Just keeps getting far out.
Hey, Alex, before you go, mate, no Harley Reid tomorrow, which I'm sure Eagles fans will be a little bit flat about, but it's all about the bigger picture, right, with Harley giving him a bit of a rest?
Yeah. Obviously, he's had a really good couple of weeks, but he's just turned 19, inside mid, plays a really combative style. Asking him to play 23 weeks would be a big ask. And we had a 5-hour flight yesterday, sat on the bus for 2 hours in traffic coming down from Brisbane because there's no direct flight to Goldie. So just all the travel and everything when he's already sore and whatever, probably wouldn't have held him in the best stead. He could have played this week, but it probably wouldn't have held him in the best stead going forward. So,
no, give the kid a break. Let him go home to his family. He's been outstanding.
Yeah. You're like his mum. No,
it was his birthday. Let him go see his partner, whatever, and just, you know, friggin' he'll be right.
Nah, we'll give him a break, freshen him up, and, look forward to getting him back next week against Essendon on Saturday night.
God, none of us were having a go at him, Danny.
I know, he's
just everyone, get off his case.
Leave
you know,
my boy alone.
Just let him have a break.
He needs to go down at Herdsman Fresh and record some more videos. He's trying to sell some more
He's doing
down
well
there.
Down there, isn't that he?
It's good when you invite him around for dinner. You go, can you swing through Herdy on the way?
thanks, Witho, mate. Good luck tomorrow, 11 o'clock live for you on Triple M.
No worries. Thanks
very much. Thanks,
Witho. Thanks, Alex.
Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles. And like we just said, you can hear that game live on Triple M Big Dave Footy today, straight after us, the Saturday Rub. Hey, coming up soon, got something that happened with Andrew Wembley at the team building exercise. Let's just say he made a fool of himself again.
Tommy, the kids across Perth, across the country, are lacing up their boots and pulling up their socks, getting ready for Auskick tomorrow. Mm. It's official. Round one.
Very
tomorrow
exciting.
Tomorrow morning. Little community ovals everywhere are going to be beaming with excited kids. A lot of dads have been putting their hand up to volunteer as coaches, as always. You know, I reckon the dads that go hard with the I want to be the Auskick coach are the ones that don't realise you've got your whole junior footy career ahead and you could potentially be locked in.
You should play the long game and wait.
Well, that was my advice to Luke. But anyway, each to their own. There's a couple of kids, though, that I reckon are going to be under immense pressure this Auskick season, which, you know, I don't know if that's very healthy for under 10-year-olds to be feeling the pressure so far. A little bit of this audio leaked from the Dianella Dynamites. Dianella Dynamites training session through the week. Have a listen to this.
I want a f***ing spare!
I command it.
Who's the f***ing place, man?
Mitch.
Come on, Mitch! F***ing work, Mitch! You will! No. Give it off quick!
You know what?
Where did you get that?
We got a coach of the Dianella Dynamite sitting in the studio today. Ryan Daniels, what are you thinking, mate?
Poor Mitch.
he should have covered his man.
Come on, Mitch, lift.
I told Mitch to cover his man. My son's actually named Will, too, so he's in right in there, too. Nah, it's good for him. Nah, I'm very excited. I will be coaching Auskick. It was a long process. They had multiple candidates that they had to... No, actually, no one else wanted to do it. So put my hand up. I'm ready to go.
Is it a paid gig? Is that why you put
I thought it was. And turns out it's not a paid gig either. So, yeah, AFL coaches, what, about $700,000 a year? I'm on nothing.
Run us through the process with Auskick. You get sent drills?
Send you lots of little videos. Yeah. And then, like, I've got to go meet Colleen down at the club after this. Okay. And she's going to show me where the... you know, the shed is for the Auskick. I'll bring out the gear and, you know, get just the kids going.
Just imagine you down there. You have the jumper on and those, what are those, lycra pants that you
wear?
Oh,
get the pants. It'll be cold.
Have your whistle.
Kel's got whistles.
Are you excited for the gig?
I'm actually pretty pumped, yeah. Although there's 35 kids. That's a lot.
Well,
I didn't sign up for that. I thought it'd be like a little five or six of them.
Ryan Daniels here from Channel 7. I'll be your coach this year.
Do you know there's another local club? I don't know if you heard the story through the week on Perth Now. They've run out of material to make the club merch.
Oh, really?
Like they've actually run out of material. And it was due to a coach's shirt order. Do you get uniform at the Dianella Dynamo?
I think it's in the process, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Mate, yeah. So this particular club actually gets uniforms made for the coaches.
Oh,
they can put in the order for the shirt.
That's good. Great.
And it happens to be the club where Xavier Ellis's son, Ted, is playing.
Little Teddy.
And I've managed to obtain the coach's order form, right? So you've got here, you've got here Sam Smith, a medium.
Size, yeah.
You've got here. Adam Treloar. You got that was
Adam Treloar. Playing for the Bulldogs tonight.
You got large.
Which shot did Adam Treloar get?
And then you've got the coach of Team Orange, Xavier Ellis. Triple XL.
Someone called Spotlight. We need some more material.
Oh boy. Statewide shortage for the Oz Kick coaches.
Tell me it's a orange shirt. Yeah. It's a big giant orange
that's
shirt.
That's going to look really good with his complexion. Anyway, good luck to all the little Oz Kicks tomorrow. Good luck to your team.
Thank you. Very excited at the, what do you call us? The
Dynamos. Whack your phone on record because I'd be very interested to hear how you actually coach that.
You guys can learn something.
If one of the other parents are there, make sure you record Ryan's opening speech. We love the audio. Yes. We'll find you some footy tickets. Send it in and we'll knock that over. 92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
Not too far away from going across to the Saturday Rub. Big smorgasbord of footy action today and, of course, tonight. Fremantle take on the Bulldogs. It's the Len Hall tribute match. Get there early to see that from 5:40 p.m. Gates open at 3:30. Massive game for the Fremantle Dockers. They've lost their past three. They have a couple of debutants. They just have to win tonight, Rhino and Danny.
They do. They really do. They've come off 2 weeks in Adelaide, which were frustrating/heartbreaking games. They should have absolutely won. They came out against West Coast last week, got punched in the face by the Eagles. Wouldn't have seen that coming. So their great start to the season is now 3-3. The Bulldogs are the same. They're 3-3. They've been up, they've been down, but they're coming off a very big win last week against St Kilda. The changes I like for Fremantle. I think they were getting a little bit stale, a little bit slow. You're bringing in Cooper Simpson, who, as we heard from Bob Murphy, is just dynamite. This kid is quick.
He wears Pav's number, right? 29.
He does. Yep, first time it'll be worn since Pav, because Valenti had it for Fremantle and didn't play a game. So really good to see him out there. He would have played the last couple of weeks, but he had a bout of COVID. So I think Freo fans are going to love this kid. The other one is Patrick Voss, big man, mountain of a guy. He'll be playing that Jai Amos spot, the full forward spot over Tabana. So that was interesting selection. Michael Frederick back, obviously plenty of pace. And then Heath Chapman, if I could buy more shares in Heath Chapman, I would buy them all. I love this kid.
He's your Ryan Marek for me.
Yes.
You bought the shares, the island. You've been on for a while.
I've got all the waterfront property.
I have hope for Freo tonight as well. I think after the last few weeks, there's fire in the belly. I think they're pissed off. I think they would have had a really good, hard look at themselves this week. And I have a good feeling that the fans at Optus bring them across the line.
Well, the derby might be the best thing for them in the end. The reality check.
Yeah.
I spoke to Caleb Strong during the week on Wednesday, and he still sounded pissed off. He sounded flat, annoyed.
Yep.
It's
frustrating,
Dan,
when you have those losing streaks, three games in a row. I've been there, I know what it's like.
A lot more than three at one point there.
Right, just relax.
43 in a row.
Two in a row at the moment, so whatever.
Their biggest concern is how do they kick a big enough score, right? And because they struggle to kick goals. Their defence is rock solid. Their midfield group's okay. Andy Brayshaw might be carrying a bit of a niggle. But I'm not convinced they're going to be able to kick a big enough score to beat a lot of these teams. It's going to be close games.
Well, their games are close. Yeah, they're a defensive side. They limit the opposition to one of the lowest scores in the AFL. Interestingly enough, tonight the Western Bulldogs without Jamari Ugal-Hagan. So I think that's a big loss for them. He's obviously missed last week as well with personal reasons. But it'll be low scoring. I don't think they've got the team at the moment to hit that 100-point barrier. If they get to 80, though, I think they're a good shot.
I'm tipping a big Sun game tonight.
Yeah, it's been
under
a big week
lights,
for Sunny. Yep.
Light it up.
abused by some idiot.
Yeah. Oh, he's feeling all right after that TB tackle, is he?
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure how. Apparently, he got up, walked around. He was okay.
Oh.
Just checking it. Medium impact, even though he's okay. All right.
Yeah. All right, you too. Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, a bit stiff for TB. Come on. We are cracking down on it. I get it, but that was stiff.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's us done with the free round game. And you can watch it tonight.
Yep, you go.
And listen to it tonight at 5:40 on Triple M.
Correct. Sammy, producer Sam, bought out the whole of Block 127 to go with his family tonight. Mad Freo fan, so look out for him.
Yeah. Whole Block 127.
I thought you were going to say mad Bulldogs fan.
Actually, some of his family are, aren't they? Yep.
92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Hey, not too far away from going to the Saturday Rub. The boys have been in good form over there. Hear a whisper, JB's got something big today.
Oh.
Might be some kind of investigation, Rhino.
Oh, we like those, Tommy. We love them.
Every time I listen, Bill can't articulate words.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of Ryan. That's why he's got the IQ at Channel
6. Please.
I thought you were going to say Embers.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, young Embers.
He might be the head Knox.
Can I tell you a good Andrew Embley story?
Yeah, go.
So during the week, we had our team building exercise, which, of course, the whole Triple M weekend huddle team was invited to, right?
Yes.
We didn't get invited.
Didn't get invited.
No, we, I missed that one.
Yeah, so we had
sometimes things go to the work email that I don't have them on my phone.
Look, I don't think we missed something great, Dan.
Well,
from
I went
heard.
To the Christmas party. You didn't.
It was at the escape room, right?
Oh.
So we're divided into three teams. The team lists come out, and I'm with Embers.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah, great. Anyway,
so we drew the short straw.
Great person to be with under pressure of an escape room.
So we're there, and the lady at the escape room was talking about, right, so you guys are in the exorcist room, and little Kathy is going to come out of and scare you. Oh. And Embers goes, oh, Kathy, one syllable name. I like those ones.
Why would he even say that?
I don't know.
What's his brain even?
Your Embers impression's pretty good too.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty good.
It's two syllables, Andrew. And he goes, maybe say it fast. Kathy. I said, we are not getting out of this room. No
and
chance.
How did you go in there with him?
Embers is probably still in the room.
So he got the first clue.
No one's heard from him.
He got the first clue.
Jeez.
He picked his skull up and was just walking around with it, just putting it places. And he just randomly put it in the right place that opened the door. And he's like, I got it.
Tommy, I can't imagine you really enjoying an escape room activity.
I'm good. But the problem with me in an escape room is I want to be in control. And in that kind of environment,
I reckon if Tommy was doing it on his own, he'd be quite happy.
Yeah,
but put him
in
a team.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something for the weekend huddle. We'll put each other, we'll just go one room each.
Oh, give Tommy the other studio. We can hang in here.
Yeah.
Tommy can hang over there. You just tell us what
Zay was in his room. And apparently there was nothing more depressing when the door opened and he realised it was just a door to another room.
He thought that was the exit.
He thought that was the end. He thought he was out. All right. 10K kick over the Swan is happening next Saturday. We'll all be there. Have a kick.
Can't wait.
If you haven't registered, head to triplem.com.au.
Where do I have to go to take my kick? But where do I have to be
at? You know where the boat ramp is?
Yes.
You go there.
Yep.
You kick. You'll be in the celebrity round. Ryan will be there.
Here we go.
Hang on a minute.
Ryan's hosting. He's not kicking.
You just tell me where the boat ramp exactly is? Near the bridge?
Bridge. In between the bridge and the stadium, there's like four little kind of jetty things going on.
Yep.
We'll be kicking there.
I don't
get to kick. Celebrity round.
Oh, look, you've made it.
Yeah. The personality round.
That's a pretty low bar. I think all of them work at Triple M. So.
Do you know I've actually got a decent kick on me? A decent kick. And I reckon if I wear the right shoes, because I'm going with the girls to the game, so I'll swap the nice shoes for the sneakers. And
Well, Danny, it's funny you say that because I've just checked Tab Touch and they've released some odds. Now, I've heard that you're actually going out to a boozy lunch before the game, right?
Mother's Day
and obviously
lunch.
Tab Touch are aware of this. So they're paying $4 for you to get the actual longest kick, which I think is pretty tasty.
Yeah, odds.
Yeah. They're paying $3 for you to have a kick that actually clears the Swan.
Okay.
And they're playing $1.05 for you to fall into the water as you kick and half drown.
Well, Danny wants to be on Channel 7. And so
that's how you get on there.
That's how you get on,
mate. I want my moment.
If you want to come along, we've still got a few spots left. Register at triplem.com.au. $5,000 for your local sporting club, $5,000 for yourself. And that, of course, is Saturday. West Coast Essendon pregame. All right, coming up, we'll wrap things up here on the Weekend Huddle, 92.9 Triple M. Saturday morning. Looks like another beautiful day in Perth. Wasn't it good yesterday?
Woo!
I actually cleaned the pool yesterday.
Isn't that nice putting on a little... did you actually do something around the house?
I did.
It's nice the mornings
Can you just imagine Tommy, shirt off,
Oh yeah,
got the little pool
keeping
cleaning.
Keeping it fresh for
thing.
Vinca. Just we're not doing it with his shirt on.
Not for Vinca. The two-story houses across the way. They can sit. Got the Binox out.
Vinca's got the iced tea, sitting on the little chair, watching Tommy do his best work. Well, kid number two is going to be 5 minutes away if you keep cleaning pools, mate.
Do what you got to do, Ryan. Keep the spark alive.
Actually, it'd be nice to be invited over for a swim sometimes.
Yeah, I haven't had the invite.
I'm sorry, Dan. Our pool's like got a vinyl cover. I know you don't like stepping in those ones.
What do you mean?
We can't afford the concrete ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah. Go around someone else's.
After us is the Saturday rub, and of course a big game of footy tonight. The West Coast taking on the Western Fremantle taking on the Western Bulldogs. Ryan,
yes.
The Dockers bounce back and get it done.
Look, I think so. Yeah, I think they'll win. The Bulldogs are a bit one of those teams that when they turn up, they've got so much talent and they can move the ball pretty quickly. So if you get a little bit of a run on, it's going to be a bit of a problem. Fremantle need to start well. Yep. They really need to get on top of these first quarters because they are burying them. They're pretty good in all the others. But that first quarter, that's just for some reason for the last 18 months, it's really hurt them.
Frio were a little bit rocked after the last, those two games away in Adelaide. Came to the Derby, they just weren't quite right. I reckon they get the win tonight. Do you want to ask me? Because last week...
I was about to come with you with the West Coast question, but I'm unsure why you're making hand movements from side to side.
Because last week you asked both of us and I got the tip right. You're asking old bloody Channel 7 expert there, but you forget about me. Right. I've been in the system for 10 years.
All right, so tomorrow, West Coast take on the Gold Coast Suns, 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I know you've been very angry
today. We get the win on the road.
Defending... Harley Reid and anyone that's had a go at the Eagles.
The European energy has been high today.
That's my role. That's my role. That's what I got employed for. Tim said we need someone on air to defend them after last year's season. That's just why I'm here again. So.
Just ticking boxes. So they get the job done tomorrow?
I think so.
Yeah.
I do think so. I think there's a good juju.
Tell me why.
There's a good juju at the moment at the club. Everyone's buying into what they're trying to do. The team are defending as a whole. It's not just the backman doing that. And I think this trip to Gold Coast, we're 14th, they're 11th, we get the win.
I like it.
Okay, sure. Stop.
Anything you want to add, Ryan?
No, that's fine. You're the analyst.
Flying Ryan's back. We're good.
All right, that's us done and dusted. We are off to the Saturday rub. Massive smorgasbord of footy today.
Can't wait.
All culminating tonight. Freeman and I taking on the Western Bulldogs. You can tune in to Triple M.
Hear Tommy's dulcet tones.
Sync it up with the TV and see old man down on the boundary, Ryan Daniels.
I will be down on the boundary.
Nice night to be on the boundary.
Buckets down.
Nice night to be on the boundary.
What are the clowns doing?
Get a little Sean Darcy, a little tap, happy 100th.
I will.
Yeah. Shout out to the West for their story on the back page today.
What was it?
Ranking the top 100 games of Sean Darcy.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good on him. He'll love that. Right. Laminate it for your mum,
We'll catch you next week. It's us done and dusted. 92.9 Triple M.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.